Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live, the Built Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. This is truly amazing. So I have to take you through the entire story if you missed it. So Evan Roberts and the afternoon guys, that Evan Tiki and Sean Marash, they do a segment. It's called Posted and Toasted, I believe, where they go back and said, you know, who is the person who tweeted this from many years ago? So it was an Al Dukes tweet from many years ago during this segment that said that someone threw a piece of toilet paper or paper towel into the urinal. And how disgusting that was. You know, you don't wipe yourself after you pee, or you don't throw something like that in the urinal. Someone has to clean it up, whatever the original tweet was. And then Evan admitted that it was him, and we have gone on and on about how strange it is to be patting yourself, and what the hell is he doing, and explained. And yesterday, all of us agreed that that was very bizarre, right? Like, all of us, patting yourself after you pee. And then no matter how you dispose of it, very, very strange. All of us, right? There wasn't anybody that disagreed with that, was there?
No, I think the biggest thing was, no one disagreed with that. But I think the biggest thing was throwing the thing in the urinal and then running over to grab it. And the whole process seemed nuts.
All right, I bring you to May 9th, 2011.
Who the hell dug this up?
A listener. May 9th, 2011. One of the two men at the center of this controversy, Al Dukes, tweets, "There should be toilet paper near urinals. Sometimes a shake is not enough. Women dab themselves. Men should too. Your thoughts?" Unbelievable!
I do not recall this.
And this guy, Mark Wemplotsky, tweets us and he goes, "Was Al Dukes a former penis patting apologist?" Unbelievable!
Wow. This could be fake news. I don't know if this was created in a lab, this photoshopped. I don't know what goes on around here.
Damn.
That is true. Well, I mean, CeeLo would have to tell me for sure because I did not see this tweet. He did, so he was like tagged in it, and then CeeLo gave me a screenshot of it. So I have to actually see the full thing. But that is unbelievable. At one point in Al's life, he believed that dabbing
the Schwinn was the way to go.
You know, now that you mention it, when you say how it was sent to CeeLo, I think I was attached to that too, but I thought the guy was just, I didn't click on it. I thought the guy was just being a jerk to Al, so I ignored it.
No, this is, he was bringing up a point. I mean, full circle.
Wow.
I mean, and the fact that it was today that this came up when we've been talking about a comment that Aaron Rodgers may or may not have made to a reporter from 11 years ago. And here we are now, 13 years ago, talking about an Al Dukes penis pat tweet that is disputing his 2024 opinion on it.
Evan's got ammo.
He does.
He does.
And I don't like that. But
he's got a defense. He's got a defense.
Is it a real tweet, Al?
I'm trying to find it, but I will tell you this. I have a lot of tweets that reference penis. I'll tell you that.
Or urinals.
Yeah, because I'm screening. I mean, I'm just, like, scrolling through them.
I will tell you, G, I've got it. That 100% looks real.
Okay. All right.
No.
Yeah, and by the way, it's not, I don't think penis is in the tweet. It's what's in your tweet is, if you put women and dab, if you search that, then I think that it will come up.
And it's written in his style. I could hear Al's voice in that.
Yeah. Women dab themselves.
There it is. Yeah. That is an official tweet.
And that's like right when you joined Twitter, too.
I think I joined in, I guess you're
right around there, 10, 11, right?
Yeah. Yep. 11.
That might have been one of your first tweets, Al.
Could be, Jerry.
Wow.
I probably had to create a whole account just to get that out there.
Women dab themselves, men should too. Your thoughts? There should be toilet paper.
That is some super sleuthing by whoever dug that up.
Yeah, I mean,
because he tweets a lot about urinals and penis and peeing and this and that.
Right, and we've been referring to this as penis padding. So it's not like someone did a search on penis padding, because that's not in Al's tweet. So, like, this person probably remembered that from all those years ago.
I feel like, you know, this happens now. I understand politicians. Like, they'll have one thing about how they feel about immigration, and then a couple years later they change their tune. They're like, well, what about this video? This is how I feel like I'm being treated.
Right, the smear campaign ads.
Like back in 2012, this guy voted against abortion rights, but now he's voting for abortion rights.
Well, Al has changed his mind, clearly.
Right.
And that's okay.
But I don't ever remember having this thought.
That's scary. That is scary.
Years of getting up at 2:30 in the morning will do that to you.
Yeah. Well, that and just maturing, you know, is what
that's true.
Which he has done. I mean, maybe, you know, all those years ago, he was probably thinking like Evan Roberts.
Pre-steady girlfriends. Like, now he doesn't care if he gets a little dribble in there.
Right.
Yeah. Right. This is like blowing your mind.
It is. Like, I don't recall this at all.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure if we went back, I mean, I joined Twitter in 2011 as well. I'm sure if I went back to some of those original tweets, I would be equally as miffed.
If I may share something in the same topic.
Yeah, yeah.
I do have issues at the urinal when wearing shorts in the summer.
Oh, really?
That occasionally a drop will get on my leg.
Down your leg?
Well,
wow.
on the short.
Oh, on it. Okay.
Yeah.
You can see through it?
Yeah, because I can't, you know, with jeans, it's very easy for separation. The shorts, for whatever reason, I like have to do like a whole bending and tucking
and
of the
bunch up.
Yeah, bunching up of the shorts. Like, I don't like it.
All right. I mean, but that makes more sense to me, you know, that you'd have an issue like that. Particular short, summer, different material. I mean, Evan, on the other hand, is a man who wears basketball shorts under his pants.
Yeah.
So how is that urine? I mean, is it flowing like the Amazon? You know, how?
Now, you would think he's got plenty of protection from that.
Yes, he does. He's got multiple layers.
Yeah.
So, anyway, but this has been...
this is mind-blowing.
This is totally mind-blowing. Absolutely mind-blowing. All right, let's go to Tony, who's in Connecticut. What's going on, Tony?
Listen, I have as big a conspiracy as... maybe not quite the Al Dukes penis padding conspiracy, but Joe Benigno, somehow a picture got posted of him. He made up with Robert Saleh last Saturday. And there's a picture floating around Facebook of him and Robert Saleh. Looks like, I don't know, it's like a white building. And he is presenting Robert Saleh a white box of Omaha steaks. and there's a heart next to the caption, and it says friends again in the picture. But I've asked Al if he could find the picture, because it came up on my Facebook tweet. My friend sent it to me, and I wasn't able to screenshot it and save it. And then when I went back to my Facebook, it's not there. So there is a picture out there of the two of them making up, and Joe giving him a box of Omaha Steaks, as ridiculous as it looks. And Joe's in his Jets jacket, his sweatshirt, his hat.
Wow. All right. So, Tony, it's perfect timing, because our digital guy, Tom Izzo, just walked in here. I know you didn't hear it because you don't have headphones, Tom. But Tony in Connecticut is claiming there is a picture out there that he saw on Facebook that you have to find. He didn't say on any other different social media platforms. It's Joe Beningo this past Saturday with Rob Saleh in a makeup type of scenario where they're like, you know, letting bygones be bygones, where Joe is handing a box of Omaha Steaks to Robert Saleh, like in front of some white building. So if your mic, put your mic on. So you got, can you find this for us?
Yeah, I'll sleuth it. I'll find it.
All right, because I don't know how to do that stuff. Like, I don't know how to, like someone says that, like, I don't even think I'm on Facebook anymore.
I'll dig it up. If it exists, I find it.
Okay. All right. So
white building could be Florham Park, Gene, because that whole building is white outside.
That is true. My God, Rob Saleh Joe just dimes him out like nothing, puts wrong words in his mouth, and then all of a sudden, nothing a couple of steaks can't fix.
I'm glad they mended the fence, though.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, because then we'll get more material next season. All right, Izzo, thanks, man. So find that. If you can find it by the end of the show, that's great. If not, tomorrow we will have it.
I'm on it.
All right, thank you. John in Connecticut, what's going on, John?
Hey, good morning, Gio. I really appreciated your comments this morning. I'm from the Sandy Hook community. I actually live the next town over in Bethel, in between Danbury and Newtown. And I had friends that were in the school, people that I went to church with, girls that I coached. And, you have to hear both sides of the story, but I've been a Jets fan since Bill Parcells went over to the from the Giants to the Jets when I was a kid, and my friends got season tickets, and I've stuck with them, but as of today, I'm reserving judgment. I had PTSD from Sandy Hook. I will not be able to root for the Jets if Aaron Rodgers doesn't make it clear that that was a mistake, or he was misquoted, or he doesn't believe that. I've been in the funerals. I know the teachers. My daughter's teacher replaced the teacher that was slain. It really happened, and it's just, I'm not surprised, but if there's such evil in this, but you're exactly right. I've been triggered all morning. I can't calm down. It just reignites everything that I've seen and heard, and I hope it's not true.
Yeah, thanks, John, and thanks for sharing all of that with us, because I know that's not an easy thing to do, and that was one of the first things I said this morning, is we never think about that side of it. So everybody's going to dredge all of this emotion up to prove some point or drag down Aaron Rodgers, whatever, and don't think about the people who were directly involved that now have to relive some of this. And all these emotions come back up, and that's just unfortunate that is a part of this. But it's like, you know, why, for what reason are we, is this really happening? And by the way, because I want to clear something up. I know I shouldn't have to, but, you know, the caller said this, and also someone on X had posted this. I just want to, it seemed like a reasonable person on X, not like a crazy person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he goes, when you say talk about both sides or hear out both sides, like that's giving credence to the crazy conspiracy theorists. I never once, not a single person here said, listen to both sides about whether or not Sandy Hook was real or not.
No one said that or implied
it. I couldn't have been more clear that the mere suggestion that it didn't exist is completely harmful and disgusting. That's not the other side I'm talking about. The other side I'm talking about is the reporting of this and how that, to me, is unfair that 11 years ago, a private conversation all of a sudden now is a story out there that everybody will believe, and it's just a different thing that I have not seen in a coverage of anybody, really. Like, this is a private conversation we had a decade ago. I'm going to put it out there now. It's just that's different and strange and noteworthy, but in no way am I like, we got to listen to the other side. Hell no. We all know, everybody here, there might be some nutso people around there that don't believe it, but we know it was real. And we know that anybody who says that and implies that it was not is dangerous. I just have not heard Aaron Rodgers say that himself. And this is one person who's recounting a conversation at the Kentucky Derby 11 years ago. And like John said, John just called up. I think it was John. John just called up, said, you know, he's been through it. He's having PTSD about it, but he's still willing to hear what Aaron Rodgers has to say about it because he hasn't said anything out of his own mouth about this particular thing.
Right. And I'll back you on that 100% because everything you just said is what you said almost verbatim earlier today.
Yeah, and that's why, I mean, I hate having to repeat myself or clarify these things, but I just, when you're talking about sensitive topics like this in 2024, you have to because, you know, words get parsed and people only hear part of the thing. Well, like, it's just
they hear what they want to hear.
Yeah, and like that's like, it's just, and I just want to make sure that if there's one person, there could be 50 people who heard it that way. So, like, I just want to make sure that that is not what people are hearing. Dan in New Jersey. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Dan.
Yeah, so I'm a sports medicine doctor, so I was just listening about Garrett Cole and, you know, Tanaka and the UCL and all that. But first of all, I'm not a urologist, but if you're consistently dripping down to your socks, you should go see one. Maybe you get a mulligan, but, you know, it's time to see a doctor. But as far as the UCL goes, like, with even if there's a partial tear, you don't typically need surgery unless it's the tear is more than 50%. You know, you can treat it with things like platelet-rich plasma, which a lot of people are familiar with, or stem cell treatments. So there's a lot of treatments other than surgery if it's not a high-grade tear or completely torn. So I'm wondering if maybe that's something that he's going to go talk to the doctor about.
Yeah.
You know, and with Tanaka, you know, they said it was only about a 10% tear. So there was really no reason for surgery at that point with him either, because that meant 90% of the tendon was good, you know, so it all depends on the degree of damage.
Yeah, and it's going to be a lot of speculation till we get more. Thanks, Dan, for shedding some light on that. I mean, it's just, if you're the Yankees and you're Garrett Cole, and you're thinking about the totality of his career as a Yankee and the rest of his contract, but then you're also weighing the importance of this year after coming off of a disappointing season where Brian Cashman said it was the hell or whatever it was that he said, and Hal Steinbrenner, we stink, and all this stuff that was going on, and you want to have a good year to be able to possibly retain Juan Soto. I mean, that is a tough juggling act there. I mean, they're going to want Garrett Cole to pitch. You know, they really are. And maybe in a different season they might approach this differently. But if the Yankees they push their chips in the middle of this in the table for this season, and there you need to have this guy in October, or it's going to be very, very difficult for you to get to where you want to go.
Yeah, and I think the one thing he said is probably maybe that's why you go see Altrosh, to see exactly, maybe they can't determine what percentage is compromised, and maybe he is the authority and will make the final decision.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I think this is so cool with the Concorde that's coming in on the barge going to the Intrepid, and there's more video there on CBS Sports Network. You can see one of those constables out there as well, kind of side by side with the barge and making sure everything's going well.
It's up your alley as a seaman.
Yeah, no, it is, and that's just cool. Like, the whole thing is just cool. I remember, as I've mentioned many times before, that my father is a private pilot. Like, he doesn't fly for the airlines. He's had, you know, small planes, Cessna, Comanche, and there was one time we were flying somewhere, just locally, you know, maybe to, I don't know, Martha's Vineyard or Block Island or something like that. And over the radio, you could hear that the Concorde was coming through. So we actually got a look. You know, it was small because it was far away, but we saw it, like, you know, and I remember that as a kid. It was cool. So I wonder why I'd have to look into this. I don't, we don't need a million calls on this, but I wonder why it was discontinued, like why they stopped. Eddie, do you know why they stopped?
Well, there was an incident, a crash.
Okay.
But the main reason was it just wasn't making enough money because it was so much to operate and the tickets cost so much, the demand wasn't there.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the Boeing's had plenty of problems, and they're still pumping planes out, right? So
no, yeah, right. It was more just economics.
Okay. All right, very good. All right, CeeLo, what's going on, man?
All right, brought to you by The Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. Also brought to you by Jack Pocket, order official state lottery games on your phone. Let me give you some actual news from this morning. Nothing earth-shattering, but a little something is the Jets have cut down C.J. Mosley's $21.5 million cap number for the upcoming season, give themselves a little bit more space. He gets a new two-year deal, 17 and a quarter mil, and there's some new guarantees in there. It replaces the final year of his existing contract, so $9 million fully guaranteed for this year. He sticks around, and they've got a little bit more cash to spend as far as filling out the rest of the roster. We did a lot on Gerrit Cole, the latest on him this morning. I know I have not mentioned Aaron Judge. Aaron Boone is penciling him in for Saturday, coming back from these abdominal issues. So we'll see if he's able to get back into Grapefruit League action coming up on the weekend, if you care.
No, I do. But I just wonder if, like, so if he's got this. So he's swinging, and he's had oblique issues before, and this was an abdominal thing while he was swinging. And I understand timing and being in shape, but, like, he's done plenty of spring activity now. Like, why not just take, at this point of the spring training,
shut it down until opening day?
Not pure shutdown.
Yeah.
But does he need to play another spring training game?
I can't answer that.
But you're a baseball guy. You've played baseball your whole life.
Yeah, but that I can't. That would be the old, you know, the guy that calls up, like, oh, I tore my Achilles in high school, so I know exactly where Rodgers is going through.
Yeah,
like,
no,
it's a different animal, you know?
Yeah.
These guys, he wants to hit the ground running, season opener, timing, all those things. You can take all the BP as you want.
I just think it's so important for him to play as many games as possible,
no doubt.
We saw last year. And it's like, why even mess around now?
Yeah. Well, to be fair, he did say pencil. And you know how it goes with the Yankees. We may get to Saturday, and he may not be in there, so that remains to be seen. Carlos Rodon yesterday against the Red Sox, 4 innings, 1 hit. It happened to be a home run, but no walks, 3 strikeouts. He was a little bit better. In terms of a potential replacement option for Cole, if they wanted to go that route, Dylan Cease's name is scratched off. Trades for prospects, including Drew Thorpe, who was part of the package the Yankees sent to San Diego for Juan Soto. So he's now been traded twice in the span of just a couple of months. Solid spring training start for Luis Severino. 4 innings of 2-hit, 1-run ball. The Mets 6-5 win over the Astros. Severino now pitching to an ERA of 1 across his 3 Grapefruit League starts. So I bring up the Mets here. This was a home game, Port St. Lucie, and Reggie Jackson would crash the SNY booth in Port St. Lucie.
Wow.
And it totally caught Steve Gelbs off guard. Hang on. Here it is now.
Well, I need to mention why Keith is laughing. We have Reggie Jackson
in the booth with us. How you been? Why don't you sit down?
Yeah, so Steve's ready to, you know, call the action, and Keith wants to reminisce and have a little chat with Reggie, so he invites him in, and he's going to come in and make himself at home in a little bit of an awkward spot for Steve trying to call the game on the fly and also be respectful to a Hall of Famer.
Reggie, nice to meet you. I'm Steve Gelbs. Steve Gelbs, nice to meet you.
You want to put him on headset?
Yeah, let's put him on headset.
All right.
Keith's so excited.
Never know who you're going to see here.
Wasn't here to greet me.
Steve, no, not Steve Cohen. Well, Steve Gelbs is here to greet you. I'm sorry to disappoint.
So how you been? I've been great. I've been fabulous. If I was doing any better, I'd have to be twins.
Okay.
Well, good. I got a good job. Get paid to watch the game. Isn't that nice?
Yes, it is.
I love Gelbs. Okay.
Okay.
Like the twins joke there.
Yeah, what was that?
Oh, I don't know. But he's like an advisor for the Astros now. So they're playing the Astros yesterday, which is why he was there. And he just kind of wandered into the booth and caught Keith's attention, and they were reminiscing.
So, I like the fact that the Astros are taking care of a legend in the game, but like, what advising is he really doing?
I have no idea. You know? I can't
you know, it's like, it's nice that he's on the payroll, and that's cool.
Well,
and
with the Yankees for a while, he did the same thing.
Yeah, and then, you know, you pop in a luxury box every now and again with a big time client or fan, and that's great. But it's not like he's like, you know, he's down in the Dominican scouting some 15-year-old and.
Fair
Puerto
point.
Plata.
You know? Certainly not putting together analytics reports. I'm sure not. Before we move on, a couple other things. I got to play one more BT clip for you. I know we've done a lot of that today, but he was definitely going through it yesterday between the Cole stuff and Rogers as well. So this is before the CNN story about Sandy Hook comes out, and also before we find out RFK Jr. is going to make a decision or announce the VP candidate March 26th. So coming up basically in a week, BT trying to process the possibility of Rodgers balancing politics with quarterbacking the Jets at the same time.
But you better decide before OTA start. Because if this nonsense seeps into the season, I'm driving to that facility, and I'm grabbing Aaron Rodgers, and I'm putting him in a car, and I'm driving him out of the state of New Jersey. I'm going to tie him up, and he's leaving. Now, I'm not going through this year.
You're going to kidnap an NFL MVP?
PT would be the guy to do that. Yeah, throw him in the trunk and just be
him.
Screaming at him. Stick it up your ass!
Stuff a sock in his mouth.
Yeah.
Tie up his hands and legs. Oh, man. So hopefully it doesn't come to that. By the way, those guys have a remote show coming up, midday show.
Today?
Little St. John's. Yeah, I think down the street from the Gardens. You got St. John's Seton Hall. I think it's
down
today.
The street from the Garden?
Well,
at the autonomous zone?
I don't know where. I should know. I'm bringing it up. Point being is, you know, we have restrictions there at MSG with the owner and all that.
But where are they? At Stout, maybe? Are they at Stout? Stout's a great place.
Have thrown this out there without being armed with the knowledge.
Al is efforting that.
The great Pat Boyle is Stout, here. Because Hoff. It is Stout?
Oh, Stout.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, Stout
I love Stout.
Anybody who's ever been to anything at Madison Square Garden has probably been to Stout.
It's a good spot.
It is great. Great. Get yourself a Guinness and a burger, and you sit there at the bar or whatever. It is great.
Perfect. Perhaps some regrets already for the recently retired Jason Kelce. Latest episode of the New Heights podcast addressing the Eagles' latest high-profile addition.
And I'm happy for Saquon because, you know, I'm not trying to talk trash in this. I think you're coming to a team that has had a legitimate offensive line established for a very long time, and you haven't come into a coach who's been there for a long time, and they've had proven success with nearly every running back. So you know Saquon is entering a good situation in Philadelphia.
All right, so it's got his stamp of approval, but everyone making sure to let Kelce know he's going to be missing out.
Social media has been nonstop saying, Jason, you sure you want to retire? And I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty positive, even though, you know, a little bit upset how we waited till I retired to make a move like this. But, you know, it's fine. it'll work out great.
Any chance mid-season we get Kelce back to the Eagles here? What do you think?
No.
You don't think he's gonna cave?
No.
Be one of those guys that goes back home and realizes, his retirement life's not so great. Let me get back in the mix.
Mid-season, no. I think before training camp, if he was going to do it, because I think he's a type of guy. You know, you see these offensive linemen, they either blow up like Damian Woody or they get super skinny like Russell Okung.
Or Sean O'Hara. Yeah.
Right. So, and there's more guys that have gotten skinny lately. Alan Faneca, another one in great shape. Jason Kelce doesn't seem to me like a guy in that first year of retirement that's going to shed a ton of pounds.
No.
So I think he's going to be more out of shape. I mean, you see the way he was slamming beers right after the season. Mm-hmm. He's just so, I don't think he's going to be in any sort of, plus he ran like a 5K recently too. And he crossed the finish line. He looked like, He had run a 2000K.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's going to be in enough shape to come back mid-season, but maybe if he got back in training camp and got in shape, maybe.
All right. Basketball-wise, another loss for the Nets last night. They fell to Orlando 114-106. Celtics-Jazz, this was actually from Tuesday night. Eddie House working the NBC Sports Boston broadcast alongside play-by-play man Drew Carter. And midway through the third quarter, House appeared very impressed when Colin Sexton hit a jumper to bring Utah within 8 points of the Celtics.
It's an over Cornette. Really fill it up, Colin Sexton. That's 15. And he's relentless. He just keeps coming and coming and coming and coming and coming and coming. He never bends. I know that sounded crazy, but... Shaquille O'Neal were on this broadcast, he'd be laughing. Tatum, finger roll.
That's hard-hitting analysis right there. Great job by Eddie House to give you a little color and insight onto Colin Sexton there. Very good.
Do you remember the Jody Mack clip?
Oh, do I remember it?
Yeah.
I think I was the one that heard it and saved it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you should have.
You should have effort that one?
But you should have.
It'll take me 2 seconds to...
Yeah, go and get it. There was a very similar Jody Mack clip. Jody McDonald, who, of course... he was a full-time host here.
No.
You can't?
Not from outside, certainly.
All right.
I don't have the M drive here on this computer, G.
So. I do, but...
Then you could find it.
Yeah, your file?
Yeah, it might be a little bit more complicated than that. It's definitely in my people folder, Eddie. I forget if it's in the main folder or in bytes, but if you look for anything related Jody, I don't remember the exact slug, but I want to say it'll be fairly obvious. So while he looks for that, we'll tell you. Let's play. I know Jerry's gone. I forgot that he was going to be leaving us here for this last hour, but it was a night to forget for him and Rutgers in Minneapolis.
Griffin's looking for a screen. Gets it from Wolfolk. Pass it right. Deflected by Geronimo. He will take it the other way for what will be a monster dunk. And it's 53-32, Maryland.
Yeah, Jerry on 880. It was 11-0 Maryland early, 36-22 at the half. Rutgers one and done in the Big Ten tournament, beaten by Maryland 65-51. Fordham's out in the Atlantic 10. They lost to VCU 69-62. You had Fairfield over Iona in the MAC quarters 68-63. Quinnipiac beat Canisius. They're still alive 76-52 there. And at the Garden, Big East first round victories for Villanova, Providence, and Xavier. You'll have Xavier and UConn today at noon, followed by the aforementioned St. John's Seton Hall game. Great TV call from late last night. WAC tournament first round action. Stephen F. Austin and Abilene Christian going down to the wire.
Lost the ball. Simmons up ahead. Simmons blocked at the rim. What a play by Christmas. 1 second to go. Kajuse for the win. Oh! It's good! Lumberjacks win!
It's a tremendous call. I don't have the guy's name. I can just tell you it was on ESPN. I love that. The guy's name was Christmas in there. And that guy, the play-by-play man, was on top of it. I thought that was a really, really strong call.
And on TV, no less, which is...
Well, I guess it could have been on the radio side, but I think TV.
Okay.
I think TV.
Pretty good.
Couple of auto bids before we get to moment of the day, more so because I want to quiz Eddie on the nicknames. So you had McNeese out of the Southland. You got McNeese's...
McNeese State?
Yeah, I guess it's McNeese State. Yeah, true.
No, I'm good with... D1A football, but
not basketball. Okay.
I mean, so random
won't be as fun
there.
Fine. How about, and then we'll move on if you don't know this one. How about Montana State? Do they have a...
Montana State, it's not the Grizzlies. It's the, I want to say Bobcats.
There you go. Just like Quinnipiac.
Bobcats.
Third straight Big Sky title. So if you're into the teams of getting the auto bids, McNeese State, Colgate, and Montana State from last night. And then we'll be done with the college basketball. I can bring you the Jody thing maybe next segment if you'd like.
Okay, yeah, sure.
And I'll find it for you. But I'll tell you that this report was brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. And moment of the day is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. So very early this morning as we got into the Jets and the reacquisition of one Morgan Moses, you had Mike Francesa talking Moses as well as the Jets offensive line.
So if he's the right tackle for $3.6 million plus incentives, God bless him. I'm sure Rodgers is going to want to get Bacteria involved, but you know what? Bacteria is a guy who has been ravaged the last couple of years by injuries.
I would think so. Bacteria would lead to injury or health issues.
I mean, bacteria is going to come into that locker room and infect everybody, man. That's going to be a big problem.
Oh God. Just add it to the list.
I'm sure that he's going to want to get bacteria involved the way that he is. You know, he likes the spread of germs. And, you know, and then you know, after they get bacteria involved, they're going to go out there and they're going to get pneumococcal pneumonia for the safety. I mean, we all know that. That's what is the way it's going to be. So, and then I don't know how meningitis is still out there. I have no idea. Someone needs to pick up meningitis. So that's what I think. I think, you know, a good off season for Joe Douglas, get bacteria in here, get meningitis in here. And then if you can still fit them under the cap, pneumococcal pneumonia. Get him in here, and then we'll talk about off season back after this.
So we had what, McLaughlinus? Who else? We have Mischu. Well, yeah. That's JJ.
No, but. Yeah, Gardner Mischu is JJ. Yeah, but I mean, nothing will top McLaughlinus because, like I said before, that those letters had never been put together before in the history of the human language.
Plus, that one like changed on the fly too, a little bit.
Yeah, McLaughlinus, McLaughlinus was just the greatest of all time.
McLaughlin.
But I mean, this
McLaughlinus.
McLaughlinus. I mean, it gets me every time. But bacteria for Bakhtiari is really, really good.
Strong.
I mean, he says it twice.
Yeah. Bacteria.
Al Albuquerque was another funny moment with the name, but bacteria. See, some guy's name is really bacteria.
Mahershala Ali. Mahershala bacteria. Mahershala Ali.
And then there's Dr. Neil.
Yeah, right.
Atraji, as the guys were trying to say.
Oh, dog, if with that one would be amazing.
Oh man.
Okay, CeeLo, we will see you in a few.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah.
And when you get the Jody Mack one, get the other call too, so people know what we're talking about. You know what I'm saying? The call of the basketball game.
Absolutely.
All right. So we
some context.
Yes, I need
sure.
some. We need some context.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It is Boomer and Geo coming to you live at the Built Ford Tough Studio.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Thanks to everybody who jumped in and bought tickets on the pre-sale for Boomer and Geo Live 3 with Cheese. It is back at Jersey City at White Eagle Hall and the pre-sale sold out in about a minute. You'll have another opportunity tomorrow at 8 a.m. for the general on sale. So we're excited to go back to White Eagle Hall. That will be Friday night, May 3rd. Presented by our friends at Shinesty. And we're going to have, there's going to be a ball hammock element to this. I can guarantee you that. And we're going to get CeeLo some ball hammock underwear. We're going to get a Shinesty suit for me. And I'm telling you, that ball hammock underwear will bring you a feeling that you have never had before when it comes to putting on underwear.
Life-changing.
That is not an oversell.
Probably, I mean, a lot of confidence at the urinal, too.
It is as freeing as any undergarment has ever been. And I am confident in saying, you put that ball hammock underwear on, you feel like you're just out there.
I can't believe.
In the breeze.
Out
it's
there
so comfortable.
Okay.
It's so comfortable.
Hopefully I'm not too out there for the folks in the audience.
All right, Before we get to the audio that we're going to play, for people, or that one guy who called up and said that the only reason I play golf is to move up the status ladder, or the schmooze ladder, right? So in 4 days' time, I will have played with two, not one, but two callers to the radio station.
Man,
is that moving up the schmooze ladder, or is that a man who's addicted and loves the game? So on Sunday, there was a man who called up Mike and Ron Konkama. This was a few months ago, and he said, hey, in the wintertime, you want to play in the winter, I got the heated card, I got a propane heater, I got everything you want to play. I had Al take his number down. A couple times he asked, I said no. On Sunday, I played with him and two of his buddies, And we had a good time. Totally normal guys. It was not like strange listener interaction. They were great. We had a great day. I plan to play with them again. And today, me and you are going to link up with the man who I believe is the most normal sounding person quite possibly to ever call this radio station.
Wow.
That's Mike in Manhattan, the Bills fan. He, I don't know if Al remembers it, but he doesn't call, hasn't called a lot in a while, but he is, he's a diehard Bills fan, and he's one of the most reasonable sounding people ever. So so he's going to play with us today.
Right
so
up they, my alley.
So there you go.
Reasonable. Looking forward to that.
Right. And you're bringing a buddy now.
I am bringing a buddy that I work with at the other job who's a he's a 5 handicap.
Yeah, that's see. That's
so he's going to show us the way today.
Yeah, apparently.
And you're, he's a Jersey guy, too.
And it, the match will be me and Mike in Manhattan against you and your friend.
Yes.
So it'll be interesting.
It sure will.
Going to go ahead. Last time me and you went head-to-head, didn't go so well for me.
Yeah. Not go so well. I would say that I had been playing a little bit more at that point in time. Whereas today, I hit a couple balls like at the range the other day. That's it. I haven't played a round since, I don't know, late October, early November.
Yeah.
So there'll be a rust factor for sure.
I've not played since Tuesday, yeah, so I'm right. feeling the
you
rust.
You told me
as
how
well.
Many rounds you've played already this year, and my jaw hit the ground.
11.
Yeah.
Okay, so first explain the audio from
right.
last update.
Celtics Jazz Tuesday night, NBC Sports Boston, and this was Eddie House breaking down Colin Sexton's jumper that helped Utah cut into the Celtics lead.
Hits it over Cornell. Really fill it up, Colin Sexton. That's 15.
And he's relentless. He just keeps coming and coming and coming and coming and coming and coming. He's not. He never bends. I know that sounded crazy, but.
Shaquille O'Neal were on this broadcast, he'd be laughing. Tatum, finger roll.
Or at least he had the awareness to realize how it sounded, right?
Right.
You know, sometimes you don't have that.
You don't have that. And then immediately when I heard that, I said, man, that reminds me of this famous Jody Mack clip back
yes.
in the day.
And this is one that I would say he did not have the awareness.
Jody Mack hanging with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Timeout coming. Jeff Passan of Yahoo Sports coming. Ack with an update coming. Man, we're coming all over the place.
Oh, it was amazing. And they just went to break, right?
Yeah,
didn't
right
address
break.
It?
No, had no idea. I swear people said, no, he had to. That one, I swear to you, I was working over there that he did not have any awareness of what just came out of his mouth. And now I forget if I addressed it with him, like I made him aware. I think I did.
Yeah.
He definitely didn't know. Because there are some other instances where he has known.
Yeah.
And I have one other short one.
Okay,
we'll be done.
Let's hear that.
And this was, I think he was doing one of the college football shows talking about South Carolina football, if I'm not mistaken. This one, you can even hear it in his voice, was blatantly obvious.
Congrats to your Cox coming back from the nap. And sure enough, the Cox are up. That, anytime you come back from a nap and the Cox are up, that's a good thing, right?
Gamecocks, of course, on the scoreboard is what he was going for there.
Because I'm coming, Boomer!
Oh, God.
He's coming. He's coming. He's coming.
Give me the Jody Mack one again.
Yeah, sure.
Just the first one yep. more time.
Jody Mack hanging with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Timeout coming. Jeff Passan of Yahoo Sports coming. Ack with an update coming. Man, we're coming all over the.
I forgot about that one.
I took that out. That's not. No. No.
Oh, I never heard that.
Oh, yes, you have.
No, I don't think
oh,
so.
Then, I've been here and heard that played, so maybe it was the day
no
you,
way.
You weren't here.
That's no. I don't think
that's maybe
a
you both were out then. But then I remember Eddie
have you
grabbing,
played that on the air before?
I remember him grabbing it.
I thought this particular context might be okay.
He took a shot.
Which is why I went for it.
Nobody knows what we're talking about. Maybe Steven didn't get it. Sometimes those things go over
boy,
television, but it did not go on.
Actually, most of the time.
Yeah, yeah, right.
If Al didn't like it, Steven definitely didn't like it.
Yeah. Steven Waldron, were you able to get that Eddie drop, or did that go out across the country?
Oh, the USA heard that.
Oh, the guys in the back
are laughing. I love those guys.
God. You know what else I should have? The Bob Huesler.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No. Shinnecock's good. The one, the mid-game break ID, the station ID.
Oh, whacking
the
sausage.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. That's
yeah,
an
Randall Simon whacking the sausage.
And Bob was just legendary at working those in and keeping a straight face.
Yeah.
And the delivery was just, he actually made Gary Cohen laugh, which
yeah,
is hard
which
to
is,
do at
which
times.
Which is absolutely impossible.
Oh, man.
Yes, good. They used to do these IDs at the top of the hour, these live IDs. I don't think they still do IDs.
That was a Chernoff thing.
So they do the live IDs during the game. So the update anchor would have to come in at the top of the hour and the bottom of the hour, and the two guys in the booth on the radio would throw to the update anchor to give a sports update. And Bob Uecker used to have fun with these. And one of him, when it was the U.S. Open, was at Shinnecock. He said, Shinnecock stiffens up. Mm-hmm. And then the Randall Simon one, which was great, where he was talking about when Randall Simon was with the Pittsburgh Pirates, there was the kielbasa race
in Milwaukee.
Milwaukee, and he took a bat and hit one of the running by kielbasas.
Yeah.
And when Bob was telling that story, I don't know if Eddie's searching for it or not, but if Bob was telling that story, when Bob was telling the story, he said he threw it back to the booth going, and Randall Simon suspended two games for whacking the sausage. And then it goes back to Gary Cohen. He starts cracking up.
Yeah, you even there's like a fumbling of the mic. And what made that even better was it wasn't just that one-liner, but he had like 10 seconds for content.
Yeah,
and he kind of built up to it with some other stories first.
Yeah, it was like, Devils win.
Jason Kidd or Alonzo Mourning is staying in New Jersey. Jason Kidd's coming to New Jersey. And there's like this pregnant pause.
Yeah.
And the delivery is
Randall Simon suspended the game for whacking the sausage. All right, we do have to go to break. We can play that some other time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.